But shifting gears now, we're continuing to monitor the ongoing disruptions taking place in Ottawa as demonstrators protesting coronavirus mandates continue to block a crucial U.S.-Canada trade artery. The impact of this to the U.S. auto industry has mounted further, and Yahoo Finance's Rochelle Akufo is here with the details. Rochelle.
That's right, Emily. On Thursday, General Motors joined a growing list of carmakers impacted by this closure of the Ambassador Bridge along the U.S.-Canada border by these protesting truckers. You have Ford, Chrysler, Stellantis North America, and Toyota already facing issues ranging from part shortages to some halted production as a result of this gridlock that started about 2 weeks ago. Now, the Ambassador Bridge runs along the border with Windsor, Ontario, and Detroit, a key supply route for Detroit's car makers as well as their agricultural products. Now, more than two-thirds of the $511 billion in goods traded annually between Canada and the U.S. comes via road. So there's a lot at stake in getting this resolved quickly. And we'll also have to see how much of the lost revenue from these disruptions ends up getting passed on to consumers in terms of a higher cost of cars. Now, if you'll remember, this so-called Freedom Convoy of truckers began by protesting vaccine mandates, testing, and some of these quarantine requirements for truckers that were entering Canada. But then the protests expanded to other cities and more broadly into COVID restrictions, things like mask mandates and lockdowns. Now, all this is adding pressure to an already stressed supply chain that's been disrupted by COVID. And of course, you have these semiconductor chips, as a lot of automakers waiting for those for their new cars. So that's where things stand at the moment.
And so, Rochelle, do we have a sense of when this situation that is impacting the production ability for auto manufacturers, as you laid out, is going to de-escalate at the end of the day?
At this point, still very hard to tell. We know that police in Ottawa are saying they're going to take stricter action on protesters. But that pandemic weariness that we've seen from truckers is now starting to spread to other countries. We've seen, according to Reuters, similar copycat protests popping up in Australia, New Zealand, and France, especially.
Yahoo Plus Tech is an all-new way to set up, sync.
Now, we know that the U.S. Department of Homeland Security is also warning that copycat protests might pop up in the U.S. as early as this weekend in California, possibly disrupting the Super Bowl. Brad?
All right, I'll take it from here. Yahoo Finance's own Rochelle Akufo, thank you so much for that report.